We're doing those minute on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We have a few opening paragraphs in the beginning of Shmona Esrei that begin with Uvechein. Uvechein, Tein Pachdech Hashem Lokein Alkol Maasecha. Uvechein, Tzadikim Yiru V'Yiro. Uvechein, yes, so we have three paragraphs that begin with the Uvechein. The word Uvechein is the opening word that Esther uses when she describes that she will enter to the king, even though she's uninvited and she could pay for it with her life. Esther says, Uvechein, avo el hamelech asher lo chadat. And as such, with our agreement, she says to Mordechai, I'll go to the king, even though it's against the etiquette that's been established. I'm not supposed to go uninvited. We purposely begin our Shmona Esrei with this word repeatedly. We're reminding ourselves that although we are approaching Hashem, and we have a lot to say, it's really not etiquette. We're approaching like Esther's approaching Achashverosh. We're approaching because God loves us, because God is kind to us. We have no right to claims. We have a right to appreciate that Hashem is kind enough to allow us to come, even though really it's against the etiquette that we should begin the conversation and turn to Hashem. And that's why we begin with Uvechein as a gentle reminder to ourselves. I'm approaching the king, Asher Lo Chadat. I don't really have a right to make claims. I'm going to talk to him, but that's because he gave me that gift, the ability to talk to him.